Here are today's top stories. Hillary Clinton's back on the campaign trail after taking a few days off from pneumonia. Normal. Although when she hit North Carolina, I thought it was strange that she had a big bushy mustache.
Yeah.
Hashtag conspiracy. Hashtag she died 4 years ago. Hashtag is it weird I drink before noon? That's a rabbit hole. Don't go down it. Donald Trump went on Dr. Oz today to talk about his health. He doesn't exercise, but then again, he said he speaks in front of 30,000 people, and that's just like exercise. Maybe. Maybe he's right. Do you see how he flails his little tiny hands when he gets mad when a protester interrupts him? That takes effort. Could break into a sweat. The announcement of all of his vitals led to a studio audience applauding. For the first time ever, healthy liver function made the applause sign go off. There you go. But regardless of his workouts, he's reportedly up 5 points in Ohio, and he's gaining in other swing states. When hearing the news, Colin Powell started an email, but then thought better of it and just muttered under his breath. Also, attention Hollywood, I got a new script idea. Russians learn how to hack your mind, and only The Rock and Kevin Hart can stop them. Huh? Boom. 25 mil. Easy. Meet me at the Ivy. We'll hash it out. We'll have a club sandwich. And we're rich. Don't steal this. Don't steal this. Don't steal this. Speaking of movies, a new quasi-documentary is coming out all about how bad Speaker of the House Mike Madigan is for the state of Illinois. It's called Madigan, King of Illinois. It was funded by a PAC that's funded by Governor Rauner. So let me get this straight. We're at the point now where it's not enough just to run attack ads endlessly before an election. Now we've created attack movies. This is going to be shown in theaters. You're going to have to pay for that movie and the popcorn. If this gets an Oscar nom and Hoop Dreams didn't, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. Also, I'm afraid of what's next. Music? The Two Rauner crew with his gangster rap track, Madigan. We coming for you with the gangster lean. We're going to dismantle the Democratic machine. No? Got to work on that. I got to go faster with the Democratic machine.
Democratic machine.
Former Alderman Jim Balser wants the city council to mandate that all Chicagoans stand for the national anthem. And if they don't, then they get thrown in county? I really don't know. Actually, no punishment, just side eye. Does the former alderman have a problem with screaming during the anthem? No, he doesn't. Oh, that's fine. That's different. Now, what if you were kneeling and screaming? Oh, it's a tough one. That might be one for Judge Tim Evans. Yeah. Peter Thiel, the millionaire tech investor who killed Gawker, was at Roosevelt University for a talk today where he insulted the Chicago crowd by saying that nobody worth anything lives in Chicago. You either have to live in New York or Silicon Valley. Then he went on to skin a cat and eat a Jesse White tumbler. It wasn't until he said that the 85 Bears weren't all that that people erupted in protest. How dare you? It's the best defense ever. In weather, wow, so awesome today. It's just so awesome. It's perfect weather for a Wrigleyville riot, right? We won! We won! We won! Then you throw a garbage can through a GNC window, you know, because your favorite baseball team won. We won! And I'm taking all these supplements. In sports, just another day, right? Nothing to see here. Just might mosey up to Wrigley. Probably a ton of seats available. I mean, September against the Brew Crew. Probably giving tickets away. Oh, they're not? The whole city's ready to take a collective pee along the condos on Waveland tonight as the Cubs' magic number is one. A win and Wrigleyville goes bananas. Just think, crowds on the field, thousands spilling onto Clark Street, cars overturned, dueling pianos, $1 jello shots, drunk batting cages, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. And it's going to be awesome. And the best part, if the Cubs lose, it just means you'll do it again tomorrow night. Right? It's a guaranteed weekend smash. We got it all here on WGN Radio tonight because the Cubs, they're in our DNA, which isn't as gross as it sounds. The Sox won today against Cleveland down at the Cell to take 3-4 from the Central Division leading Indians, which is so cute. So cute, Sox. The Bears get ready for the Eagles on Monday Night Football. The Bears are 9-1 against rookie quarterbacks, which is a terrible stat to throw at us because you know that they're going to be 9-2. It's just going to correct itself. Anyway, hard to say that this is a must-win early in the season, but it's football and there are only 16 games. And I'd say this is a must-win just for our attention because it's going to be hard to come by in October. Bears start 0-2 or 0-3. We'll check back around Thanksgiving. And finally, this weekend is Riot Fest, the outdoor rock concert in Chicago's Douglas Park. Going to be a great time. So if you really can't get your riot on in Wrigleyville tonight, you know, just Uber West. That's the carryout for September 15, 2016. In honor of the possible Cubs clinch, we're giving away blue and red chicken sandwiches, which is probably more natural than a chicken.